Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah!
Trace him or track him, but I can't. I Coming to you live, praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. He'll give you rest if you just trust in him. Trust God and see what he won't do for you. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are coming before you this afternoon, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. God, you know before we ever committed, God. Lord, we know that, Lord, if we call upon God, you will answer us, oh God. And Lord, oh God, we can trust you, God, when we call upon you, because you are everything that we need, oh God. Lord, thank you. That's what she just said. Everything that we need, God. You are, oh God, the Alpha and Omega. God, you are the beginning and the end. God, thank you. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for everyone that's on, God. Lord, if they stand in need of anything tonight, God, Lord God, oh God, manifest yourself mightily, God. Let them know, God, that they can trust you, oh God.
for anything, God. Oh, God, Lord, they may be sick and hurting, God, in some type of way, God. But I know you can step in, God. You can remove pain, God. Oh, God, you can strengthen the feeble knee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, ain't nothing too hard for you to do, God. Oh, God, because God. Oh, God, you knows it all. You done bore every sickness for us, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything been bore on the cross, God. Lord, we thank you for it, God. Lord, you are our Father. You are our Father. You are our strength. God, you are everything in the time of need when we need it, God. Thank you, Father God. You knows, oh, God, when to step in. You knows, oh, God, when to heal and deliver, God. You knows, God, how to bring, oh, God, correction and, oh, God, do operation, complete surgery, oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you. We thank you tonight, God, oh, God, for everything that you do. Because when you do it, God, it's well done. God, thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, oh, God, that we can trust in you, God. Oh, God, when we go in the hospitals, oh, God, Father, thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can, oh, God, trust you with our families, oh, God, and our children, oh, God, our loved ones, oh, God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God. We can trust you, oh, God, for things that we don't even know how to ask you for, but we can trust you, God. Thank you, Father God, for being the God who you are. You're omnipotent. You're almighty. Yes, you are, God. You are Father. And, God, we cling to you tonight. We cling to you and say, Lord, here we are, God. Help us in every area we fall short. Lord, we lift up every mother, oh, God, out there. During this month of we celebrating Mother's Month, God, have lost children to gun violence, God. Comfort them and give them peace, God. That peace that passes all understanding. Many of them, oh, God, and the month is not ended. We have another week, God. Lord, but I hear talk of all the gun violence that has taken place. God, we need you. Yes, Lord God. We need you, Father, to step in, God, and comfort the hearts tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, so many is broken, God. Oh, God, so many is hurting, God. Oh, God, Father God, help, oh, God. We need your help, Jesus. Oh, God, comfort that mother. Oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, that is hurting so bad. God, that lost her son, oh, God, or her daughter, or whatever it may be last night, oh, God, sometime today, God. Whatever the need may be, God, we know, God, that you're a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Thank you, Father God. We know, God, you can do anything but fail, oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, God, I just pray, God, that you will take that mother in your arms and, Father God, and rock her, oh, God. Give her the peace, oh, God, that passes all understanding, oh, God. Oh, this mother needs you, Lord. Oh, God. Well, I think we had so many, well, we can't say because there are some in different states. God, we know in every state there was somebody lost a child to gun violence. Oh, Father God, comfort, bring peace, God, to that whole family. God, when one hurt, all hurts, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, comfort those siblings. Comfort that mother, that father, oh, God. Oh, that uncle, that aunt, oh, God, Father, bring peace in the hearts of your people. May they even call upon you even the more, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, may they cry out to you, God, and say, Lord, oh, God, help us, oh, God. And, Lord, I know, God, you will comfort them, oh, God. It may seem dim, praise God, right now, Lord God. But, God, oh, God, I know the way, oh, God, is brighter. As they go forth in you, as they call upon and lean upon you and trust in you, in Jesus' name, Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, again, praise God. I'm so glad to see all of you on tonight. Praise God. I know that the Lord is blessing you. Praise God to see you here tonight. Praise God. The Lord is good. I want to tell you that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. If there's anyone that have a prayer request tonight, I pray that you will press 1 on your phone right now, and we'll be glad to pray for you. Praise God. If there is anyone that have a prayer request tonight before we go into message tonight, praise God, we want you to press 1 on your phone, and we're going to ask if Elder Lily Mae Stokes could pray over the prayer request tonight. Praise God. Is there anyone? Praise God.
Amen.
Are you? All right. You available, Elder Stokes?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Is there anyone that have prayer requests? I see 2 hands up. Is anyone else before we get started? Praise God. Before Elder Stokes go into the prayer. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Just pray. Pray, people. Pray. We need more prayer now than ever before. Praise God. It's all kinds of things happening in the family. I'm just talking about the family besides other things that are going on in the world. The family is being attacked so deeply, and they are hurting so bad. We're going to ask Sister Sharon. Go ahead, honey.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to put my Aunt Yvonne on the altar. She has the good chemotherapy. Thank you, say twice a week. And I would like to put my pastor on the altar, Pastor Kennedy Stratton. And I would like to put my daughter and my son-in-law on the altar. They are traveling from Katy, Texas, going back to Georgia. Thanks.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
What's your pastor's name?
Kenneth G. Stratton. 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 Stratton is his name.
Okay.
S-T-R-A. Okay. Sister Bowman, go for it.
Good evening, everyone. I would just like to lift me and my family up in prayer and lift the crowds up that done went that happened during the graduation, the shooting, and the fighting. The fighting and the shooting and that went on at the graduations in Hammond and in New Orleans. And just pray that God will intervene in all this that went on. Now, they done messed up their graduation doing all this and shooting up people and people falling down. Mm-hmm. So just pray that God will intervene in all that and pray for traveling grace for everyone that's traveling up and down the dangerous highway. And keep continue praying for our prayer lines because they are very needed. And I thank God for the faithful prayers that come and go on. Amen.
Amen.
Man. If there's not any more prayer requests, we're going to ask Elder Stokes to go forth.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Wait,
thank you.
Minister Gwen, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mr. Gwen.
Thank you. Just continue to pray for my family and for the Lord to continue to strengthen me day by day with his wisdom, to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Amen.
Elder Stokes.
Amen. 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 We thank God. Lord, we thank God for God's favor, prayer line tonight. We thank God for the ones who are here, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we come and give you honor and glory because it all belongs to you. We lift you up, O Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father. We thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge. Oh, God, we just lift them up, Father. And, Lord, we lift up Sister Siobhan Lyle right now, her auntie Yvonne going through chemo, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Send the Lord, God, as she goes through the chemo, Lord. You are the chemo is a medication, but you are the healer. So, God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the one that heals every disease. You are the one that spoke one word and healed all diseases, oh, God. And so, Father, with that being said, I know you're a healer in Jesus' name. Pastor Stratus and her son-in-law, her daughter-in-law, Father, Pastor Stratus, we want to lift him up for healing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh, Father, for this pastor who has served many years, oh, God. Many years he pressing in and praying for your people, serving your people, oh, God. So, God, we thank you right now that he is healed in Jesus' name, Father. We just thank you, God. You're great, you're loving, you're kind, you're everything that we need, oh, God. And, Lord, we lift up that husband, that son-in-law, and that daughter-in-law, Father, as they're traveling along the highways and byways tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that your angels are in camp all around their vehicle, Father, and you will lead them and guide them in the way you have them to go. Father, you said you sent 10,000 angels that encamp around us, Lord God, to teach the leaders and direct us the way we go. And now, Lord, our Pastor Bowman, I lift her up, Father. I lift up the entire area where the shooting, the graduation shooting was. Some was in New Orleans and another town. I forgot where it was. But, Lord, we lift them people up. Father, who done messed up the graduation, who come there and tear up things, Father. In the name of Jesus, let them be apprehended, Father. And, Lord, let no more trouble happen, Father. You say when we cry out to you that you will answer our prayers. And, Father, don't let them, the gun violence, let them put down the gun violence, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you are in control of the gun violence. There is no reason why you should not have a license to carry a gun. Father, in the name of Jesus, now these governors, Lord, you know, have lifted this mess up that nobody don't have to have a license to carry a gun. Father, intercede in that, God. Intercede in that. Let them put them guns down. Then pick up the Bible, Father, in Jesus' name. Now I lift up Sister Gwen tonight. I lift up Sister Nicole, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know what's going on with her body, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus that she is healed. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Sister Scott, Sister Gwen's mother, Father, her brothers, Lord God, all her brothers, Father, all her sisters, Yvette, Lord God, we call them on. Call on you, Lord God. All of the help come from you. And, Lord, we just want to thank you tonight. You're so good to loving. You allowed them to live on, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Turn
thank
back
you.
Over. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Elder Stoke. Minister Gwen, can you give us a praise song, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy.
Yes,
he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Why don't we praise him? Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, he is. In the midst of trials and tribulations, God is still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. In the midst of every circumstance, everything that the enemy that will try to do in these trying times, God is still worthy. He's still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He said we ought to praise him in season and out of season. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Gwen, for that wonderful praise song. Well, this month we've been studying about the women in the Bible. Praise God. And I want to let you know these women in the Bible are not just written there just to say that they are women, but they are for us today to see if how our lives meet up to these women. In what way can you look at yourself in any kind of way and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you, Lord, for anything, any little thing. One of these women may have touched you. Praise God. And they are we are to know who they are and what they mean for us today. Praise God. How do our lives fit in? Where do we go from here? Praise God. So the one that we want to talk about that everyone knows about, Delilah. Delilah. Her name means dainty one, Delilah. We know what Delilah did. Hallelujah. Her character, she was a harlot whose nationality is unknown. She used her beauty to betray her lover and enrich herself. Sorrow was that Simon lied to her, making her look foolish on three different occasions. And we remember that. Her joy was that she overpowered one of history's most powerful men, handing him over to his enemy, the Philistines. And we're going to look in Judges 16, 4 and 22 is where I'm going to be coming from. Praise God. Delilah. Praise God. Delilah was a wicked woman. As I said before time, we had some good women and we had some wicked women. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so as her teeth gleamed white in the dusky sky, as a smile, parted lips, soft and smooth as a scarlet ribbon, earring glancing gold as she threw back her head and laughed out loud. We got to look at this as a wicked woman. Praise God. Fortune had come knocking on her door that day. No lover had ever paid Delilah so well as Samson would. Look how this woman got under the man of God. And we see that today. We see many of our leaders fall because of a woman. Well, I said, I want you to look at it. Look at it and see where today's living fit in. It's the same as it was back then. The Philistine king hated the long-haired strong man who had set their field afire and slain 1,000 of their countrymen. Each had offered an incredible sum, 1,100 shekels of silver. She had merely to deliver the secret of Samson's strength would be no match for hers. A threat born of beauty and school in the arts of love. Weakened by passion, he would tell her everything she needed to know. All she wanted to do make him succumb to her and deceive the man of God. If anyone ties me with seven fresh thorns that have never been dried, come as any other man, he replied to her persistent probing. Hide in a few Philistines in the room for good measure. She waited until he slept and then carefully wrapped him with the thongs and exclaimed, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. But he had outsmarted her, snapping the cord as his enemies fled. Like a man toying with a kitten, stamped the ruse twice, trickling Delilah with crazy stories about new ropes and braided hair. Finally, Delilah with crazy confronted him. How can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength. Worn down by her nagging, Samson gave in. He said, no razor has ever been used on my head, he confided, because I've been a Nazarite, set apart to God since birth, a man that have been chosen by God, set apart at birth, because the promise, if he were shaved, and my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man. Earlier, before his birth, an angel had instructed his mother that he should drink no wine, touch nothing unclean, and never cut his hair. He was to be dedicated to God in a special way, determined to play the great role of God's plan to free his people from their Philistine overlord. A strong man unable to subdue his own temptuous nature, Samson had already broken the first two stipulations of his vow. Now he broke the third, preferring the good grace of a woman. He wanted to favor that woman, my Lord. He wanted to favor that woman. Look at the picture. Samson, she heard the truth at last. Delilah sent word to the Philistines. After cutting his hair while he slept, she once again called, Samson, the Philistines are up on you. This time, Samson awoke from his sleep, unable to resist his enemy. Him gouging out his eyes. Then they imprisoned him in Gaza, where he spent his days in darkness, performing women's work, grinding grain. What a low degree to fall into. When you had it all and you let the enemy come in and cause you to bow. Praise God. One part of the word say, run from sex sin. Don't let the enemy defile you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the last we hear of the lovely, treacherous, and now wealthy Delilah. But not the last we hear of her lover. Slowly, Samson's hair began to grow back. First a short cap to warm his head, and then a cover for his ears. What harm could a blind man do then? The Philistines must have reason. They reasoned among themselves. What can he do now? We got it. That's what the devil and his enemies say when we give in to him. As I told you the story one time, and I remember telling you the story, and some of you may not have heard it. I don't know whether you ever come to the place in your life where you had a talk with the devil and a talk with the Lord. You had to make a decision. And one day I came to that when my son was being, had been taken away to prison. And the devil said to me, said, I have now the closest thing to your heart. I've been trying to get you through death of your husband, death of your father, death of your mother, death of your sister. I've been trying to get you to bow down to me. And you won't bow. But this son, you will bow. And I began to look up. And I heard the Holy Spirit. That's why you got to stand on the word as I played earlier. I cried out to the Lord. And he said, who will you serve? And I said, I'll serve you, Lord. And immediately, the devil starts speaking to me. Did you hear what I said? Immediately when you call upon the name of Jesus, the devil has to flee. Hallelujah. Praise God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I don't know whether you have been tested like that or not, but I have. And I had to tell the devil to get thee behind me, Satan, because I'm going, no matter what happens in your life, no matter what happens in my life, I will never bow to you, Satan. I won't bow to the enemy. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes that you may worship him and him only. Hallelujah. Have you ever had a talk with the enemy? Praise God. I have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want the enemy to test me again. But who knows? The devil is out. That's what he's out to do. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I've been trying to get you many times, in so many ways, and you won't bow. And at that time, when I called on Jesus, I didn't bow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's go on with the story. I had to give you that little testimony. Praise God. That the devil going to try to test you. The devil is going to try to test you. One day the Philistines held a great celebration in honor of Dagon, god of the harvest, for delivering Samson into their hands, obviously to their danger. They brought him out of prison to make a sport of their one almighty enemy. But when Samson stood among the pillars of their temple, he prayed, just like I said I did. Samson prayed. Hallelujah. And he called upon his God. Samson said, oh, sovereign Lord, remember me. Oh, God, please strengthen me just one more and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. Then he braced himself against two central pillars of the temple and pushed the roof buckled and collapsed, and Samson and his enemies were buried together under its rubble. By his death, Samson killed more Philistines than he had in life. Just as the angel had predicted, Samson had begun to work of deliverance that David would complete many years later. David completed the work that God had chosen for Samson. same story of Samson and Delilah is hardly edifying. It's tempting to conclude that the selfish, ill-disciplined Samson had finally met his match in a greedy Delilah. A visitation by an angel, the gift of supernatural strength, a prophetic destiny. Such obvious blessings could not assure Samson's devotion. Why would God use such a man, enabling him to become a judge in Israel? What is the contrast to Deborah, who had ruled Israel a century earlier? Perhaps God had little promising material to choose from, given the state of his people during an era of Israel history where everyone did as he saw fit, and that's in Judges 21 and 25. If anything, Delilah's role in this sordid tale assures us that God will use anything, anyone to accomplish his purpose. Even our sin. Even you can sin. God can use you in the midst of that sin and bring you out of it. Samson had sinned. Praise God. Even our enemies. Our deliverance is purely a matter of grace. By grace are we saved. But now much better if we become people set apart for his service, whose inner strength match our outer strength, enabling us to live out our destiny assured of God's pleasure. That's what God wants us to do, to live out the plan. I don't care what you've got to go through, ladies. And if there's any gentlemen listening, I don't care what you have to do to live out the plan of God. Repent, ask God forgiveness, and go on, press on. Praise God. God going to use you if he has planned for you to walk down this path. Praise God. Delilah's prayer of legacy of prayer. How can you stay? I love you when you won't confide in me. This is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength. With such lagging, she potted him day after day until she tied him to death. In Judges, we reflect on Judges 16, 4 through 22. Praise God. We must praise God in everything that we do. Praise God for his goodness, his mercy, his grace. That he is a sovereign God, able to use our most tangible relationships to achieve his purpose. Our thanks should be for calling you to be devoted to him and set apart in a special way. God has called you. If you know that you are called, God has called you. He has set you apart in a special way that you know him in the pardon of your sin. You should confess any tendency to manipulate others. I don't have to be a man, or you don't have to, whoever it, don't manipulate people. Don't be a manipulator. Ask God to help you surrender any unhealthy relationships to him. Take whatever steps God is calling you to take. Praise God. And I am going to stop right there. And is there anyone on, before I go any further, that would like to give a quick testimony if you had a talk with the devil and a talk with God. A talk with God and a talk with the devil. If you do, press 1 on your phone and give us your testimony how the devil tried to deceive you, but God kept you. Hallelujah. I love that song. I wish I had it. God kept me. If there is anyone would like, yeah, press 1 if hello, praise God. Well, if not, I'll go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought maybe somebody might have had a testimony how you've been tempted by the devil. Maybe you just don't want to talk about it, but it's fine. Long as you and God got it together. God's got it.
Minister
Hallelujah.
Minister Bidian, I did there. Maybe I'm not sure if you saw it or not.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my testimony is first year in college, and I know you're familiar with this college, being from Mississippi. I'm never forgetting. I was thinking about this during my prayer time this morning. I was barely 17. I think I was just 17 years old when I started college. And my ex-husband, that at that time, he was my boyfriend. And I had seen some things already before I married him, and even my grandfather told me the same thing. To make a story short, to hurry up, one particular night I was sitting in the dorm. I was sitting in the lounging area, and we had a meeting. For that particular night, I had been having a lot of dreams about snakes. Now, that's the devil. I mean, big snakes. And my grandmother, I called her, and she said, Gail, you know, they called me by my middle name, Gail, anytime you have a dream about snakes, that is your enemy. And so this particular night, I was sitting in the dorm, and I know, I'll never forget this. The Lord spoke to me so strongly. He said, leave him alone. Let him go. And I was sitting there arguing inside of myself with the Lord. And the enemy was still speaking, but he is the only one that he stood by you when, you know, your grandfather wouldn't let you go nowhere. And God, if had I been obedient, the Lord was telling me to do, and I told the Lord just yesterday, I repented so many times, I asked him again to please forgive me for not listening to his voice, because not listening to his voice caused me a great deal of heartache and difficulty, which was transferred down to my son.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to encourage anyone, if you have that talk like that, the Lord speaks to you, and it's a war between the enemy and God. Always, always hear God's voice, and not just hear it, but be obedient. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Gwen. And that ties right into the closing of this story. Take inventory of your most important relationships. Have you formed any unhealthy dependencies? Is it a spouse, a boyfriend leading you away from God rather than closer to him? Have you made compromises that diminish your desire for God? If so, find a trusted friend or counselor in which to confide. Pray together about the best course of action and then follow it. Be faithful to marital commitment. If you have a husband, be faithful to him. If you have a wife, be faithful. So much of this is going on. But find a way to restore your spiritual passion. Right now, take time to write God a letter if you need be. Tell him how desirable he is and how much you long to be connected to him. We have so many Christians that are disconnected in a sense. They are going through some things. They can't hear God because of all the chaos that they are going through. They need to be connected again. We need to pray for one another. Tell him how desirable he is and how much you long to him. Don't be afraid to wear your heart on your sleeve. God is looking for men and women who love him more than they love the love for their own lives. Praise God. Get connected again if you have been disconnected. Draw closer to God. Lord, you know all the struggles of my heart. You created me in such a way that no one but you can fully satisfy my longing. Yet you also know how easily I am fooled, believing that flesh and blood relationships hold the key to all my needs. Forgive me for the times that I put relationships with others above my relationship with you. Give me the wisdom and courage and grace to love you with abandon. Lord, keep me near to you. Let me not falter. Let me not sway. Draw me closer to you, Lord God. I cannot speak for you. Speak for myself. And ask the Lord to keep me close to him. Don't let me falter. It is so easily to be done. Every day, the enemy is tugging at us in some type of way, especially if you are a single person. The devil is out to tug at you and make you think that you need that person when you don't. You just need Jesus. You know, some of us that has never been married. There are some ladies that have never been married, and they would like to be married. And the enemy would love, tug at them, and fool them, and make them feel like, oh, this is it this time, and fail again. So that's why we got to pray for all those single ladies. Praise God. Those that are hurting, those that have been abused, praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace this week. Thank you for being on Friday night with us, with Minister Janice at 8 p.m. on the same number. Minister Zadie on Saturday nights. Praise God, at 7 p.m., praise God, hallelujah. We just thank God for all of you that comes on every Sunday to encourage. You know, when you come on, you encourage me, but you also encourage others when you pray, sing, however. And I thank God for all the places we are being heard now, heard in the U.S., Japan, Ireland, the Netherlands, and also Germany right now. We thank God. And we continue to keep Ukraine in our prayers. Pray for one another. Pray ye for one another. That's what God desires. Have a good night now. Bye-bye. And love you much. I love you all.
Good night, Buck.
Good night. Good night.